Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. From author Marilyn Lebowitz, the critically acclaimed Jesus, the rabbi from Nazareth, conversations between a young Jewish girl named Becky and Jesus of Nazareth provides an intriguing format for a deep dive into the answer to the question Jesus posed to the Apostle Peter when he asked him, "Who do you say that I am?" Becky sets out on a quest to find out the answer to that question. It's a journey which is filled with conflict and tears, but she finally realizes that the correct answer to the question links heaven to earth, and the key will open the door to all of God's greatest blessings. Marilyn was born in New York City, a native New Yorker and Jewish. Marilyn set off as a college student on a quest to find God. She went down many different paths in search of him, and finally, many years later, and quite to her surprise, God revealed himself to her through the passages of the Old Testament as the Messiah of Israel. Marilyn earned a Bachelor of Arts degree from Brooklyn College, worked for many years in the entertainment industry as an assistant to talent and literary agents, as well as theatrical and movie producers. Marilyn also served for many years as Director of Membership and Women's Ministry at Calvary Baptist Church in Manhattan. Marilyn Lebowitz, author of Jesus, the Rabbi from Nazareth, our guest on This Week in America. Marilyn, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to this conversation. We could spend hours talking about this. We'll condense it and then have people go buy the book so they can get the full story. The book is Jesus, the Rabbi from Nazareth. You'll find it at Amazon, and that's what we'll be talking about during the course of the program. I love the title. How did you decide to use the title Jesus, the Rabbi from Nazareth on the book?
Well, as I began to speak to people about what I believe, I noticed that not everybody knew that Jesus was a rabbi. That was the first reason I chose that title. The second reason was that the concept of a Messiah is rooted in the Jewish scriptures. There are over 300 prophecies in the Old Testament pointing to Jesus as the Messiah. The Messiahship of Jesus doesn't begin in the first book of the New Testament, Matthew. It's rooted in the Jewish scriptures.
It's such a fascinating concept that you present in the book. The book is Jesus, the Rabbi from Nazareth. The author is Marilyn Lebowitz. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. I'll give you that information throughout the program. Why did you decide to write this book? And as I'm talking about a brief synopsis of the book, talking about Becky, sounds like what you went through in this quest that you were on. Why did you decide to write the book and to share the story?
Well, the first reason was, you know, back in the day, there was an expression, "This is for all the marbles."
Oh, yes.
Whether we accept or reject Jesus will determine where we spend eternity. There is a heaven and there is a hell, I believe, just as is written in the book. And Jesus is the way to heaven. The second reason is there is a great divide between Judaism and Christianity, but this doesn't need to be. The Old Testament and the New Testament are really one book, written by one author, God, and revealing God's plan of redemption, secured for us by Jesus Christ. That's my perspective. Not everyone sees it this way, but many, many Christians do. The third reason is more personal. Most Jewish people believe that if you accept Jesus as your Savior, you have to give up being Jewish. That's not true. Jesus is the Messiah of Israel, and he was Jewish. That's why Becky, the main character in my book, fights to remain Jewish after accepting Jesus as her Messiah. And the misunderstandings between the Jews and the Christians are profound. And after all I experienced, I said, I have to let people know. Can't keep something like this a secret. It's too good not to share.
And Marilyn is sharing, the book's available wherever books are sold. Send you to Amazon. The book is Jesus, the Rabbi from Nazareth. The author, our guest, is Marilyn Lebowitz. That's Lebowitz. Let's talk a little bit about your experiences. How did your spiritual journey begin?
Well, it began when I was a teenager. I lived in Brooklyn near the ocean. I used to sit on our esplanade with the big boulders near the ocean. I remember one cloudy day, I looked up at the sky and said to God, I want to know you. That's how it all began. It was the 60s. The Beatles went to India to find enlightenment.
Oh, yes.
And India came to America, remember? And India came to America in the form of gurus. So I happened to find one and studied with him for 15 years. After he returned to India, I studied many other religions. The New Age cults were flourishing in the 60s and 70s. But at a certain point in my life, after quite a while, God redirected my steps through a series of events and people and revealed himself to me in the book of Matthew, first book of the New Testament, as the Messiah of Israel. And I, quite truthfully, I was just shocked, absolutely shocked. And as I went back and forth from very quickly, Matthew describes some of the narrative of Jesus' life and then says, as it was written. So I didn't know. I says, what's written? Where is it written? And so he referred us back to the Old Testament. And as I began to read, it became like a drumbeat, as it was written, as it was written. I said, what's written? Where is it written? And there in the Old Testament was Jesus. And my first reaction was, what is Jesus doing in this book? I was very surprised, and that's how he revealed himself to me. When I saw Jesus clearly in the Old Testament scriptures, I was just blown away.
It's an amazing story. Marilyn's book is Jesus, the Rabbi from Nazareth. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. I'm sort of curious, in your opinion, what are some of the reasons that the Jews rejected Jesus in his day and they are still rejecting him to this day?
Well, if you talk to a Jew about Jesus, a Jewish person will probably say, I'm Jewish and Jews don't believe in Jesus. That's what the usual answer is. It's tradition. Also, I think there is fear involved. If a Jew accepts Jesus, usually they're ostracized from the family and the community. In my book, Becky's story reveals that struggle. Some of her experiences were my experience in dealing with family, friends, but I must say most of my family and friends accepted me. We had a good relationship, and they just said, Marilyn, we're happy for you, but it's not for us. And that's where we are today. I'm still praying for them.
The Jews were expecting a Messiah. What were some of their expectations?
Well, I think basically they were looking for a military leader, Someone who would deliver them from the oppression of Rome. And Jesus came in a very different form. He was gentle. He was meek. It was looked upon as weakness. But they didn't realize he came to them and to us to deliver us from the greater oppression of sin.
What were some of the objections of the Jewish leaders to Jesus, and in particular to his message?
Well, Jesus, I said I have to say this succinctly, otherwise we can be here a long time.
That's fine.
He said he claimed to be one with the Father. So in the eyes of the Jewish leaders, that would mean he was God. That was blasphemy. Also, I think they objected to him because he attracted great crowds, and that was a threat to their power and influence. Now, I think those are the main reasons. He also was called a king, And that was a threat to their relationship with Tiberius, who was king in Rome. And so it was fear underlying all of the objections, I believe.
What was it, do you think, about Jesus that sinners felt comfortable in his presence? In fact, he spent more time with sinners than the elite or the religious leaders. Why is that, do you think, from your study?
From my perspective, I think it was his gentleness and loving spirit. He listened to them and made them feel welcome and accepted. He didn't condone sin, but somehow he was able to communicate to them that he understood them and accepted them just as they were. But again, he didn't condone sin. He said to the woman caught in adultery, "Go and sin no more."
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned Tiberius, the emperor, and the Roman mm-hmm. Senate concerned about Jesus and his rising popularity. Why was that, do you think?
Well, because that would be a threat to his kingdom.
Okay.
You didn't question Caesar. You didn't influence other people. I think he saw Jesus as a rising threat because Jesus, at several points in his ministry, had a great following. People thronged to him. They were in awe of him. He was performing miracles, things that Rome did not relate to or understand. They worshiped multiple gods, all of which were false. But they didn't know. They hadn't encountered the one and only true and living God. And Jesus was a great threat to Tiberius.
You know, we're living in chaotic times now. Your book, Jesus the Rabbi from Nazareth, can this help us through some of what we're experiencing now? Because it really, you can't listen to a newscast or pick up the newspaper without really slumping into some level of anxiety. Will it help us now?
Oh, I think so. I really do. You know, I was thinking of this. How am I going to relate this to what's happening now? Because we have to make it relevant.
Yes.
And so this is what I came up with. Think of it this way. The world is on storm-tossed seas right now. All of us, we're caught up in it. And it's nighttime. No stars are in the sky. It's very, very dark. And suddenly a light begins to blink in the distance. It's a lighthouse. Jesus is that lighthouse. Now you know where safety lies. You're not in the dark, tossed on a sea. You have a direction, and you steer your boat in that direction.
And you help all of us do that with your book, Jesus the Rabbi from Nazareth. The author is Marilyn Lebowitz, our guest on the program. Lebowitz is Lobowitz. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on and get information on Marilyn's book. What words of encouragement can you give the audience? A couple of minutes left in the program. Everybody is reaching for something, searching for something. What encouragement can you give us?
Well, first of all, there is a God. We have to begin there. And he loves all of us. And because he loves us, he gave us the Bible. It is a map, compass for our life's journey, and it's the one true North Star. It will help us navigate through life's many challenges and show us the way home, our real home, which is in heaven. We're just passing through here. Thank goodness it's not our final place.
Yes.
Yes. So Jesus died for our sins. He paid a debt we couldn't pay, and we were separated from God from our birth. And if I relate it to COVID, the COVID rate of infections is increasing. Every day, many people are dying, and unfortunately, not all of them are landing in the right place. Like I said at the beginning of the program, what we do with Jesus is for all the marbles, and that's the truth.
You have done such an excellent job in this book, Jesus, the Rabbi from Nazareth. What are you working on now? Are you working on another book?
Well, I'm praying about it. I don't know if God wants me to write in a sequel. Waiting to see how this one does and if people respond to it in a positive way, then he will lead me to the next step. I depend totally on him for everything, for light, for I rest in his faithfulness. And I'm just so grateful to where I am. I began, my journey has been extraordinary, but I've landed on the right road. And I'm heading in the right direction, and my destiny is secure. And I do want that for everybody. Wouldn't you? If you believed what I believe, wouldn't you want that for me?
And it's intimidating for many people, and you take us through your journey, the ups and downs. It wasn't all bingo. Here's the answer, and now life is great. You went through, as you described briefly on the program and in detail in the book, of all of these ups and downs, the hills and the valleys as you pursued this. And the result is the book that you're sharing, Jesus the Rabbi from Nazareth. It's interesting, the dedication of the book is to your parents. Talk about that relationship. You touched on before with sort of family and friends when they found out what you were doing.
Yes, that was the hardest part. I was born, as you know, into a Jewish family, and I still consider myself a Jewish believer in the Messiah of Israel. So I can still consider myself Jewish. Now, my parents were Reformed Jews. We went to temple on the high holy days, but we didn't have a Bible in the house, and that was a great deficit because the answers are in the Bible as to our spiritual journey. I always wanted to know God, and I went out on a quest to find him. My parents were not happy. That was an understatement. They felt basically that they had failed me, and they were deeply wounded because to turn you back, it appeared to them that I had turned my back on the Jewish people. It wasn't true because I believed that he was the promised Messiah of Israel, but they believed it, and so they were wounded and they were hurt, and that broke my heart. It really did, because I didn't want to wound them. And I couldn't, you know, I couldn't make this real to them until the very end. I prayed 9 years for their salvation, and God was faithful. He brought each of them in. And the story is in the book, how he brought each of them to faith. And on their deathbed, 6 years apart, not at the 11th hour, he brought them in at 5 minutes to midnight. Each of them. And he is never late, God, and he's always faithful. Now, they used to hide my material I gave them in the closet. So you can imagine the work of God to bring them to accept Jesus at the end.
Well, and it's fascinating your story, as you feel you've let them down. They feel that they have let you down, and you balance all of that as you go forward. It's such an excellent book, and will answer a lot of questions for many people and give them the guidance that that we're looking for during this particular time. Jesus, the Rabbi from Nazareth by Marilyn Lebowitz. That's Lebowitz. The book's available at Amazon, all the usual places. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on directly to get information on Marilyn's book and be able to purchase it. Marilyn, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us and talking about the book.
And thank you. It's been my pleasure.
You're welcome. The book is Jesus, the Rabbi from Nazareth. Marilyn Lebowitz, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.